Blog Talk Radio.
Strengthen our youth and our children, amen, and truly this is a blessed day, and it is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. So great and so thankful for all those who join us, amen, for these segments, and I thank God for you. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. Truly, you are an amazing God. You do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think in our prayers. God, we just worship you right now, God, to do a great work, Father God, for us and through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Lord God. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. So today our message is about it's about being taught by the Lord. We know this is the end of a school year and you're going into the summer, but we need to realize this much is that your learning has not stopped. It will not stop. You should always seek to learn, always seek knowledge, and especially to know about God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the word of the Lord to you. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. And that's Isaiah 54:13. And then we go to Isaiah, and it says, amen, Isaiah 49:25. But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. And so God is, he is saving you. He is bringing you from darkness to the light. He is showing you great and mighty things. He says he knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. God knows all about what he has planned, and it is awesome and it is great. And we know the one thing he has planned for all of us who believe is to spend eternity in his presence, to spend eternity with him. That is great, and that is the awesomeness of God. He loves us so much. He wants us to be in heaven with him forever and ever and ever. And so hopefully we're going to learn. We're going to be going, along with God. He will orchestrate people, places, things, events in our lives to help us to learn his faithfulness, that we can trust him. You can trust God. And that's why we can say, God's got this, God's got us, because we can place our trust, place our faith in him, the mighty God. And so that's my encouragement for you today. Amen. Keep seeking God. Keep talking to God. Keep trusting in him. Ask him questions about every decision you have to make, major decisions, small decisions, and God will help you. God helps us. Amen. He is there for us, saying he will never leave you or me or forsake us. You can find that from the Old Testament all the way through the New. And so God is proclaiming that to you today. If you feel like, okay, this is the end of the school year, maybe you graduated from high school, graduated from college, you say, God, what now? What is next? And I have found those many instances to come to me as well, and just asking God, and God always provides. He always gives direction. He always lets us know, yeah, this is the next step. This is the way, walk in it. And the scripture says, ask and you will receive. You seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. And, just start to consider the possibilities. Consider how God has been leading you in the past. What type of things that you feel over and over in your mind that you should be doing, that you want to do, that you have a desire to do. Gifts and talents God placed in you. Look at those. If there's not an opportunity for employment that you feel like in that area showed up yet, try to volunteer. Volunteer at an organization or a company that is along the paths of what you want to do. And you just watch God do amazing things. God is so amazing. He's wonderful. He's awesome. And he will continue to, he'll open doors that no man can close. He'll close doors no man can open. So he is going to show you, definitely, he'll show you and I the path that we ought to take. And listen, sometimes doors will open, and we have to evaluate, is that the door really from the Lord, or is that a distraction from his goal, his path for me, and begin to evaluate that, because we can get off task, we can get off of our goals, and then find, that we are, our energy is drained, our strength, even as young people, that's why the scripture says, that even young people can get weary and even faint. But if you wait on the Lord, He will renew your strength. He'll renew our strength. And one of the things, the key is the joy of the Lord is our strength. We've got to find joy in the Lord, joy in what He has called us to do, and He will give us the strength to proceed, to go into all His will. And listen, final thing I want to tell you, that there is wisdom, there is guidance in a multitude of counselors. So people you trust, people you know who have been where you are and been, you know, are going possibly to where you want to go in your life goals, consult them, talk with them, ask questions, amen, about how did you get where you are? What are some of the steps that you took that I could possibly take? You know, get some counsel, get some guidance, people you trust, amen, and that God, He is able to do it. He is able to show. He is able to give you the strength. He is able to let you know that, yes, you're on the right path. Amen. So that is my encouragement today. Wanted to come by and just let you know just what the Lord put on my heart for you to share. Yes, you will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your peace. And He will continue with those who continue with you. And my children, you are my children. All of you, I love you. And you, God will save you, okay? And you'll have a great testimony to give. This is Ada. She's out of the continent of Africa. And so we're going to share some of her music, I Testify. You'll have a testimony to tell others about how God has led and guided you. Amen.